In alhamdulillah, all praises due to Allah Ta'ala, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. We praise him, we seek his help, and we ask for his forgiveness. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina, and we seek refuge with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala from the evil of ourselves, wa min sayyi'ati a'malina, and from the evil consequences of what we do. Min yahdihillahu fala mudillalah, whomever Allah guides, no one and nothing can lead that person astray. Wa min yudlil fala hadiyalah, and whomever he leads astray because of that person's own wretchedness, because of what his hands have sent forth, and not because of any oppression from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then nothing else and no one else can give that person guidance. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, and I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped, nothing deserves to be obeyed and submitted to completely except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and without partner. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger. Brothers and sisters in Islam, today I want to talk about what everyone else is talking about because of its seriousness. It is an illness that is wreaking havoc upon the communities and that can spread due to ignorance of its causes, its symptoms, and its treatment. What makes it especially dangerous is that a person may be afflicted with it for a long time and not know that anything is wrong because the symptoms take time to appear. It cannot only harm an individual, but it can also harm those closest to him, from his or her immediate family, close friends, and neighbors. It is the sin of disease. It is the disease of sin. If at the moment that I said that the disease was sin, you breathed a sigh of relief and you said, oh, that's all that he's talking about, it is very highly probable that you are presently infected with the disease. Sin is a disease, and its effects on the body can be devastating and they can be varied. Its causes are forgetting Allah Ta'ala. Its causes can be addiction. It can be a lack of real certainty about the day of judgment or general ignorance of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala himself. When a person sins, he either forgets Allah is watching him, doesn't care that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is watching him, believes that how he deals with people is the same way that he can deal with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, or he does not believe that his judgment can happen at any moment. Or perhaps he believes that his present comfort in this life is an indication that Allah has given him a license to do whatever he wants to do. Sometimes because we don't see the immediate effect of a sin, because when we sin, we don't get shocked by something, or because something, some lightning doesn't strike us from the sky, something bad doesn't happen immediately, we begin to believe that the sin is not that important. Because if it was important, Allah would let us taste the effects of it immediately. Sometimes that's the understanding that we have. Because we have money, because we didn't lose our jobs, because everything seems to be together, that must mean it's okay with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We forget someone that Allah mentions in the Quran, in Juz'amma, who had wealth. He had children and property, and he had something that most of us, if not all of us in this room, do not have, which is closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that did not benefit him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it says in his book, Tabbat yada abi lahabin wa tab. May loss, may destruction happen to the hands of Abu Lahab, and may he himself be destroyed. مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبَ. All of his wealth and his children will be of no benefit to him. سَيَصْلَى نَارًا ذَاتَ لَهَبٍ. He will enter and remain in a burning fire. This was the uncle of the Prophet ﷺ. And he had wealth and he had children. And all of those outside benefits did nothing to save him, did nothing to save his soul. The disease begins, the disease of sin, it begins by the appearance of a black spot on an individual's heart. If this black spot is not treated immediately, then it can continue to gather until a person becomes blind. His heart becomes blind. SubhanAllah, from the dangers, from the things that made the disease syphilis so scary when it first came out, when it first appeared, was that you could become blind from that illness. And if we get concerned about being physically blind, and we are heedless to this blindness of the heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Destruction be on that day to those who deny, yani deny the day of judgment. الَّذِينَ يُكَذِّبُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ وَمَا يُكَذِّبُ بِهِ إِلَّا كُلُّ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ. Look at that connection. The only person who denies the day of judgment. And that denial, don't think that that denial is just something on the tongue. Saying, I don't believe. Our continuation in sin. هُوَ لِسَانُ الْحَالِ. That is what your actions are saying. When we sin openly in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have no shyness about disobeying Him, which can be doing haram, or it can also be leaving off the obligations. When we do those things, it's as if we are saying with our tongue, with our bodies, with our actions, that the day of judgment is not real. وَمَا يُكَذِّبُ بِهِ. The only person who denies the day of judgment, إِلَّا كُلُّ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ, is one who transgresses the boundaries in his sinfulness. Then Allah says, كَلَّا بَلْ نَعْ وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. And when he is reminded about the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he hears the ayat, they go in one ear and out of the other. He says these are fairy tales. Again, not just with his tongue, with his actions. When we act and we don't believe that our actions have consequences, it's as if we are saying that the Quran is fairy tales. It is as if we're saying that the day of judgment is a made up story. Where did this come from? Kella, it is not a made up story. This is not a fable. This is not a fairy tale. Kella, bel rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. It's not a fairy tale. Why don't they believe it? They don't believe it because their hearts have become blinded from all that they used to do. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, as collected in At-Tirmidhi, he reports that the Prophet said about this ayah, إِنَّ الْعَبْدِ إِذَا أَذْنَبَ ذَنْبًا. Indeed, the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he commits a sin, كَانَتْ نُكْتَةٌ سَوْدَاءُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ فِي قَلْبِ. It becomes, when a person commits a sin, a black dot appears on his heart. فَإِنْ نَزَعَ وَتَابَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ سُقِلَ قَلْبُهُ أَوْ سُقِلَ قَلْبُهُ وَهُمَا بِمَعْنَى. If he stops the sin, because he remembers Allah, if he stops the sin and he repents and he seeks forgiveness, his heart becomes cleaned. سُقِلَ أَوْ سُقِلَ قَلْبُهُ. With the sad and with the seen, both of them mean the exact same thing, and they're both reported in the hadith. فَإِنْ زَادَ زَادَ. And if he continues to sin, then that black dot becomes larger and larger and larger, حَتَّى تَعْلُوا عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ, until it overtakes the heart. وَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَذَاكَ الرَّانُ الَّذِي ذَكَرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ. And that is the ran. كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. That's the ran that Allah mentions in his book. It's that sin that when a person commits it, and he knows he commits it, and he knows, he remembers at that moment that Allah is watching him, he doesn't stop. He continues and continues and continues because he doesn't see the effects. He doesn't see any symptoms. And so he continues to sin. Ibn al-Faris, he mentions in his book, Maqayis al-Lugha, ران الخمر على قلبه أي غلبه. He says that the Arabs use the term رانا when they talk about alcohol. And they say, ران الخمر على قلبه, that the alcohol overtook his heart, يعني غلبه, that it overpowered his heart. And subhanAllah, the idea that that term, that terminology that's used, we reflect on it. A person takes a sip of alcohol, and he sees no effect. And then he takes another drink, and he sees no effect. And then he takes another drink, and another drink, until he doesn't know what he's doing anymore. It comes suddenly upon him, and he doesn't realize it. That's how sin is. You do one, you don't see any effect. You do another, you don't see any effect. And you keep doing it until you don't know what good and evil is anymore. Until if people were to take pictures of you and post them somewhere, you would run out of the city out of embarrassment because of the things that you've done and because of the evil that you've committed. Al-Hasan al-Basri said, regarding this ayat, huwa dham ala dham hatta ya'mal qalbu fayamut. It is the sin that's followed by another sin, that's followed by another sin until the heart becomes blind and dies. People are afraid of dying from coronavirus, but they're not afraid of their hearts dying from the sins that they commit. And look at the results of this sin. Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. Kalla innahum ar rabbihim yawma idhin lamahjubun. They sinned until their hearts became blind. And when their hearts became blind and they forgot Allah, they forgot themselves. And so because they forgot themselves, they were prevented from seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this blindness is caused by ignorance and sin. And its symptom is sin and a turning away from the book of Allah ta'ala. Allah says in Surah Fussilat, وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَتِرُونَ أَنْ يَشْهَدَ عَلَيْكُمْ سَمْعُكُمْ وَلَا أَبْصَارُكُمْ وَلَا جُلُودُكُمْ وَلَكِنْ ظَنَنْتُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَعْلَمُ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ وَذَلِكُمْ ظَنُّكُمْ الَّذِي ظَنَنْتُمْ بِرَبِّكُمْ أَرْدَاكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. You didn't used to think when you committed sins that your hearing and that your sight and that your skin would testify against you, would tell Allah all those things that you didn't think He knew you were doing. You thought Allah didn't know what you were doing. You thought that because you could hide from people, you could hide from Allah. You thought because you turned out the lights, Allah couldn't see anymore. You thought because you locked the door, Allah had no way of entry. You thought Allah didn't know most of what you did. وَذَٰلِكُمْ ظَنُّكُمُ الَّذِي ظَنَنْتُمْ بِرَبِّكُمْ أَرْدَاكُمْ. That misconception, that misunderstanding that you had about Allah, that's what destroyed you. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And so you become from the losers. Allah mentions about the disbelievers in Surah Zukhruf, إِنَّ الْمُجْرِمِينَ فِي عَذَابِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ. The criminals will be in hell forever. لَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمْ. Their punishment won't be lightened. وَهُمْ فِيهِ مُبْلِسُونَ. And they will lose all hope of ever coming out. وَمَا ظُلَمْنَاهُمْ. And we didn't oppress them. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا هُمُ الظَّالِمِينَ. They oppressed themselves with sin, with ignorance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَادَوْ يَا مَالِكْ لِيَقْضِي عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكْ. And they will call out to the angel Malik, who's one of those who is in charge with guarding hell. Tell Allah to kill us. Tell Allah to just let it be over with. We're tired of being punished. قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِذُونَ. He said, you stand right here. لَقَدْ جِئْنَاكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَكُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ. We brought the truth to you, but most of you hated the truth. When a person finds that he hates the legislates of Allah, he hates coming to prayer, it's an annoyance for him. When he hates having to be obedient to Allah, when he sees his Islam and his practice of Islam as ruining his life, as preventing him from opportunities, he is sick. The truth was brought to you, but you hated the truth. Am abramu amran? Are they plotting something secretly? Fa inna mubrimun. We have our own plot. Hal yahsabuna anna la nasma'u sirrahum wa najwahum. Do they think we don't hear them when they plot and when they scheme? Bala wa rusuluna ladayhim yaktubun. We hear everything that they say, and our angels are writing it down for them to see on the day of judgment. This is the sickness that we need to be concerned about. This is what we need to be afraid of. The sickness of sin, because it ruins lives. Not only here, but also in the hereafter. Allah tells us about the dangers of sin and the evil of sin, but we don't take heed. Every Muslim at this moment, when people are scared like this, unnecessarily, when we're scared like this and worried like this, where we cancel Jumu'ah, where we cancel mandatory prayers, when we get this scared, we got to take a real moment and reflect on our lives. If you're this scared of a disease, why aren't we this scared of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You're this scared of dying, and you're going to die. If you survive Corona, you're not going to survive that car accident that was decreed for you. You're not going to survive that heart attack that was decreed for you. You're not going to survive regular death. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Everyone's going to die. You can't evade death. It's going to happen. If not with this, with something else. And then you're going to be judged. And that's when you need to be afraid. That's when the prophets will be afraid. Allahumma sallim sallim. Oh Allah, keep us safe. Oh Allah, keep us safe. Yawma yajma'u Allahu ar-rusul. On the day when Allah will gather the prophets. Madha ujibtum. What was the response given to you? Qalu la ilma lana. They will say, Allah, we don't know. Why? Because they're going to be afraid. They're going to be terrified. That's what you got to be afraid of. When you're afraid of an illness, when you're going to die anyway, and you're not afraid of sin, you're sick. There's a sickness in your heart that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can treat. Every Muslim has to have a true moment with himself, who he is, what he believes, and what is more concerning to him. Allah says, La taqrabu zina. Wa la taqrabu zina. Don't go near fornication and adultery. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yakhluwanna rajulun bimra'atin illa thalithuhuma shaytan. A man is never alone with a woman except that the third party is shaytan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iyakum wad-dukhul ala nisa. Beware of being alone with women. One of the Sahaba said, Walhamu? He said, what about in-laws? Qal alhamu al-maut. He said, in-laws, like brothers-in-laws and cousins-in-law. He said, that's death. You're setting yourself up for failure. Yusuf alayhi salam. Qal rabbi sijnu ahabbu ilayya mimma yad'unani ilayya. Prison is more beloved to me than what they call me to. وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُمْ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. And if you don't get me out of here, if you don't save me from their plotting against me, I will be inclined to them and I will do something ignorant. I will do something sinful. Fear of sin is where we should be. Fear of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're told to be 6 feet away from someone coughing and you follow those instructions. But you're told, don't be alone with a woman. Oh, that was for those old times. This is the 20th century. We're adults, or the 21st century. We're adults. We know how to do things. Subhanallah. We put hand sanitizer to keep our hands clean. Keep our hands clean from disease. But we don't purify our hearts with prayer. We don't purify our hearts to prayer. When the doctor says, use hand sanitizer, we can do that. We can do that religiously. Every time we go in, every time we go out, keep it in the car, keep it in your pocket. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ ارْكَعُوا لَا يَرْكَعُونَ. But when it's said to them, bow down, لَا يَرْكَعُونَ. They don't bow down. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Destruction be on that day to the deniers. I'm not encouraging anyone to be foolish, to be ignorant. Use the means of prevention. Wash your hands. If you're sick and you're unsure, if you have sick symptoms, you stay at home. But it can't be that we become so afraid when it comes to physical things that are under Allah's control. And we have no consciousness about being afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll do what the doctors say to do, but we don't do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to do. Allah says in his book, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ خَوَّانًا أَثِيمًا. Allah does not love those who are deceitful and sinful, deceitful to themselves and sinful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ. They're afraid of people, and they're not afraid of law. وَهُوَ مَعَهُمْ إِذْ يُبَيِّتُونَ مَا لَا يَرْضَى مِنَ الْقَوْلِ. And he is with them. He knows everything that they do when they plot secretly at night. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطًا. And Allah is all-encompassing of all of their actions. يَقُولُ إِمَامُ السِّعْدِي رَحِمُهُ اللَّهُ فِي تَفْسِيرِهِ هذا من ضعف الإيمان وضعف اليقين. This shows a lack or a deficiency in iman and deficiency in knowledge. أن تكون مخافة الخلق عندهم أعظم من مخافة الله. That they are more afraid of people, of the creation. That they are more afraid of the creation than they are of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيَحْرِصُونَ بِالطُّرُقِ الْمُبَاحَةِ وَالْمُحَرَّمَةِ عَلَىٰ عَدَمِ الْفَضِيحَةِ عِنْدَ النَّاسِ. And so they're concerned. They use the permissible means and the haram means to keep themselves from being exposed in front of people. وَهُمْ مَعَ ذَلِكَ قَدْ بَارَزُوا اللَّهَ بِالْعَظَائِمِ. And even though they do that, they take all of that precaution when it comes to people, they openly sin in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with major sins. We have to stop ourselves, brothers and sisters. We have to look at what's important to us and what is real to us and what our certainty is, who we put our dependency on, and what do we hope about of this life. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. I reiterate, the purpose here is not to distract you from whatever health precautions you've been advised to take or that you feel like you need to take. But don't let that be more important to you than your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as long as there is no public declaration that keeps you from going shopping on the weekend, that keeps you from going to the store and picking up bathroom tissue, as long as you're not stopping doing those things, keep coming to the masjid and praying. Because as some of the ulama have mentioned, perhaps it's that prayer. Perhaps it's your calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will be, by that, He will lift up what has afflicted mankind. Brothers and sisters, we have said, we have talked a lot about the illness. Let us talk about the treatment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul fi kitabihi wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Seek help with patience and prayer. Inna Allaha ma'as-sabireen. Allah is with those who are patient. And that patience comes with knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In your prayer, you are reminded of who Allah is. And you are asking Allah for guidance and for protection. The very first quality that you mention about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His book. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. All praises to Allah, Rabbul Alameen, Rabbul Alameen, the caretaker of everything. Who is Rabbul Alameen? Ibrahim mentions it in Surah Shu'ara, the chapter of the poets, chapter number 26 of the Quran. قَالَ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ. Do you see all of those other things that you worship? أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ الْأَقْدَمُونَ. You and your forefathers. فَإِنَّهُمْ عَدُوٌ لِي إِلَّا رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. All of them are enemies to me except for رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Who is رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ? الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ. He is the one who created me. And He's the one who I depend upon for guidance. وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ. And He is the one who feeds me and gives me to drink. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. And when I get sick, He is the healer. He is the healer. وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ. And He is the only one who will cause me to die. And He is the one who will resurrect me. Then you look where his tama was. What did he hope for? وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعُ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَةِ يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. And He is the one who I hope will forgive my sins on the day of judgment. That's what he was concerned about. He wasn't concerned about no illnesses, because that's in Allah's hands. He wasn't concerned about money, because that's in Allah's hands. And he went out and worked, and he did the things he had to do to take care of his family. And when that Jabbar, when he entered that ruler's land, who was known to kill husbands and take their wives, he took precaution. He told Sarah to say, tell him, you are my sister. And he's my sister in Islam. Why? So no harm comes to me. He took preventative measures. He took caution. But he was concerned about what kind of person he was going to be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعُ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَةِ يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. He is the one who I hope will forgive my sins on the day of judgment. And subhanAllah, when you're in sajda, you're reminded. When you're in sajda, the place where you make dua, the place where the Prophet said, قَمِنٌ أَنْ يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ وَأَمَّا السُّجُودُ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الدُّعَاءِ. As for sajda, work hard in making dua when you're in sajda. فَإِنَّهُ قَمِنٌ أَنْ يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ. because it is more likely that your du'as will be accepted there. But before, when you make sajda, the first thing that you say is, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Glorified, exalted be my caretaker, the one who takes care of me, Rabbi al-A'la. And the scholars mentioned that al-A'la covers three main areas. Al-A'la dhatan, that he himself is above the creation. Wa-A'la sha'nan, and that he is more important. He is more important than anything else. Wa-A'la qahran, and that he is more powerful than anything else, even coronavirus. And so if you're that concerned and that worried, use your sanitizer. But call on the one who cures. Call on the one who helps, and keep your duty to him, and stay away from those things that keep him from answering his dua, keeps him from answering your dua. وَمَطْعَمُهُ حَرَامٌ, his food is haram. وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامٌ, and his drink is haram. وَمَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامٌ, and his clothing is haram. وَغُذِيَ بِالْحَرَامٌ, and he's nourished بِالْحَرَامٌ. فَأَنَّا يُسْتِجَابُ لَهُ, how is his dua going to be answered? رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Oh Allah, the good of this life and the good of the hereafter, and save us from the fire. Oh Allah, show us the truth for what it is, and help us to follow the truth.
Amen.
And help us to see falsehood for what it is, and help us to stay away from it.
Amen.
Allah, help us to put our trust in you and to depend on you, and not to be afraid of anyone or anything created in any way or shape more than we're afraid of you. Help us to stay away from sin, which is the true disease, because it doesn't just kill in this life, but it kills in the hereafter. Forgive us our shortcomings, and remove the affliction of the hearts and the bodies that has descended upon people, and forgive us by your righteousness and your mercy.